And when that becomes the involuntary norm, when that becomes your moment-to-moment situation, everything becomes okay. Things work out how you think they should or they didn't. It's okay. You feel good, you feel bad, it's okay. Because you're not self-obsessed anymore. And then you realize it doesn't matter how it happened. Doesn't matter if it happened the way I'm describing, or it happened some other way, or it happened because a 10-pound weight fell on your head. What matters is that you're no longer focused on your own experience. You're no longer concerned with yourself in such a way that it blinds you to everything. And when you see the nature of that, you get down on your knees and you thank God. Because you realize this could have never happened through your effort. That nothing you could have ever done could have brought you to this condition. You realize that something is going on. The depth of which, the lovingness of which, the enormity of which, you are not the author. You are not the source. You are the beneficiary. And then you never, in any moment of your life again, stop thanking God. The rest of your life is just thanking God. That becomes automatic too. That becomes involuntary. That becomes the core of everything that happens or gets experienced or occurs in any way. And you realize that people can't see it. And you realize that it's not necessary to share it. It's the same thing that some more traditional or even Christian-minded folks refer to as ceaseless inner prayer. It's a real thing. It exists. I would never have believed it, but whatever else is going on, whatever else is being experienced, whatever else is happening in any way, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, nice or not nice, wanted or unwanted, at the same time, you are, without wanting to or trying to, praying an inner prayer of thankfulness and gratitude. It is just going on.